Do you have an iPhone or an iPad yet?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Gadgets like the iPhone and iPad have really changed communication in our day. Even if you don't yet have one, you've probably asked yourself, do I invest in one or not? The question demands a decision. Ever since Jesus Christ came to earth, people have had to make a decision about him. He's been the focus of discussion in many circles. Many have gladly accepted him as Savior and Lord. Some others are still pondering their decision. They may be complacent, self-satisfied, or blind, innocently or willfully. After Jesus healed a man born blind, he found the man later in the temple. He could more fully reveal himself to the man. We read in John chapter 9 that Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man replied, "Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you." "Yes, Lord, I believe," the man said, and he worshiped Jesus. Then Jesus made this profound statement, "I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that they are blind." What did Jesus mean? Since he has arrived, all must decide whether to accept him or not. Those who choose to reject or ignore him are blind. Blind to the one truth that can mean the difference between eternal life and eternal death.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.